people with major depression seem to get better when they take a psychedelic drug. Oregon voters passed a ballot measure yesterday that legalizes the use of the hallucinogenic substance found in magic mushrooms for use in therapy. And NPR's John Hamilton reports on a study involving that very substance.
It's called psilocybin. And several years ago, researchers at Johns Hopkins University found it could ease depression and anxiety in patients who had life-threatening cancer.
Which led us to consider whether or not this treatment might be effective for people in the general depression community.
That's Alan Davis, a researcher at both Johns Hopkins and The Ohio State University. Davis was part of a team that studied about 24 people diagnosed with major depressive disorder. He says they took the drug in a relaxed setting.
They have blindfold on, they have headphones on, listening to music, and we really encourage them to go inward and to kind of experience whatever's going to come up with the psilocybin.
The treatment included 2 doses of the drug, as well as about 11 hours of psychotherapy. Half the participants began treatment immediately. The rest were put on a wait list so they could be used as a comparison group. Davis says the treatment seemed to work.
There was a significant reduction in depression in the immediate treatment group compared to those in the waitlist. And the effect of that treatment was more than 4 times greater than the effect of typical antidepressant medications.
Davis says patients also responded much faster than they do with typical antidepressants.
The effect happened within 1 day after the first session and sustained at that reduced level through the second psilocybin session all the way up to the 1 month follow-up.
The study appears in the journal JAMA Psychiatry. It's paired with an editorial by Dr. Charles Reynolds of the University of Pittsburgh. Reynolds says the new research is notable for its scientific rigor.
It offers, I think, a good deal of promise as a feasible approach to treating particularly chronic forms of depression.
Even so, Reynolds says the results still might be skewed because patients were told they were going to get the drug.
Some of the rapid improvement that we saw could have been related to expectancy effects on the part of the participants in the clinical trial.
The study comes about 18 months after the FDA approved ketamine for depression. Reynolds says the emergence of drugs like ketamine and psilocybin may signal a new era in treatment.
Certainly, that's my hope. It's just that we need a good deal more research that addresses safety and efficacy and the type of patient who's likely to benefit.
Reynolds says the research should be funded by places like the National Institutes of Health. This study had to rely in part on a crowdsourced funding campaign. John Hamilton, NPR News.